Oh, there's Tiny Shutter's picture. Up or down?
This is episode 112 on February 27th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we don't care whether it's blue, green, or purple. The image just sucks. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski. And always with us in the chat room, monitoring our very cool chat room. Unfortunately, we're not live today, so they have an easy job, is Maud Byrne and Shannon Guy. How's it going?
Good, but woo-hoo! I'm not always here. I won't even pretend I'm always here.
That's okay. Well, you've had a rough couple weeks, so it's all good.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, Maud.
It has been a while since I've been here, hasn't it?
A little bit.
So, there's everything that is wrong happening on social media today, but we won't get into that just yet. So how are you guys doing? Let's start with you, Matt.
I am wonderful.
Good. Sounds like your computer's about to drop off on us.
Yeah, probably.
As they're wont to do.
Just take it in stride.
How are you doing, Mark?
I believe I could sum it up with this. Oh, my God. I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, I think Mark might have some... Yeah, I think Mark has a streak that he's broken. But let's go over to you, Shannon. Shannon, how are things going in your world?
It's cold.
You've been posting some pretty interesting images with snow.
Yeah, it's been fun because, you know, we don't get much snow here. So we got 6 inches and the town went nuts, shut down. Everything's closed. So what else is there to do?
Yeah. Have you been
get half naked, go outside.
We've taken snow in our backyard and created a skyscraper.
Wow.
And that wasn't even adding, that wasn't even shoveling any of it up, right?
Oh, no, that's just naturally occurring. It's so cold here, the snots in our brains are freezing up. So, yeah, you guys enjoy your little powder.
We've got enough snow in my front yard. After raking it off the roof, I was able to just walk up onto the roof of my house. No jumping, no ladders, just walk up the snow pile and step onto the roof, just like that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Can't see out the windows at all, but hey.
Yeah. Well, I've been... It threatened to snow. It was a...
Stop talking, you know.
No, it was funny because they were saying, they're going to get 4 to 8 inches. And, you know, governor declared a state of emergency and all that for the upper part of South Carolina. And what did we get? Slush. About an inch of slush. And it was gone by noon the next day. So everybody stayed home for nothing. Actually, I went to work.
227, never forget. How did you guys ever survive?
Yes. It was rough. So rough.
Yeah. I had to take my jacket off. All right.
Meanwhile, Maud and I slung our got our vehicles warmed up by attaching the dogs to the sleigh and went to work.
Yeah. You kidding? Over the last 4 weeks, I have only been able to get into work 2 days a week because of the snow and trains not running, this and that. I've had 3 days a week where I just couldn't get into the work because of blizzards.
Oh my God, the trains over here. That's a whole other podcast.
Now I have an idea of what you can do with all that snow. Is save it. And then during the summertime, just ship it out west because they're going to need it. Happens every year. They run out of water.
I don't think you want this water. I mean, I'll gladly give it to them.
You know, that just sparks like a why not? Why not do something of that nature? Put it in big cisterns, obviously have to clean it or something, but we're here dumping it in the ocean. Get rid of it. No place else to put it. Just push it into the ocean.
Did you guys see that image of the waves that were pretty much slush?
No.
Yeah, oh, that was awesome.
There was some pictures in New England of these waves that were cresting, but they didn't look normal. And it was, you know, partially slushy ocean that was moving in waves. It was pretty rad.
Yeah,
it was I've never seen anything like it.
Swarming around everywhere. Kids, ask your parents. Mr. Well, Misty? No, just me.
Just you.
Dairy Queen? All right, you guys stink. You guys in the warmer climate should have gotten that one.
Well, speaking of stinking, let's go ahead and move into the news.
No. Oh, yeah, we are going to move into the news. Let's do that.
News team, assemble!
Sorry, it's all pretty new to me. I forget that this is actually news.
I think we should just hash it out. Yes,
the biggest news of the day is, go ahead, Mark, say it.
I have ended a lifelong losing streak of my photography never winning anything. And Mission Pick, the awesome app that we interviewed Brett Rounceville last week about, I finally won a contest.
Not only won, but...
Yes, I not only won, but I actually won two contests, and I destroyed on the second one.
Yes.
And, yeah, feels good. Feels okay, good to win.
Tell us the categories and what was the images that you used.
All right, let me bring this up. So the first one that won was the category was pair, P-A-I-R. And that one with 32 votes. Well, it could have been more votes, but you have the ability to vote down people. So I won with a score of 32, I should say. And it's just a pair of birch trees in the fall. I used a Kodachrome filter on the image. It makes it like a nice deep rich reddish orange in the background. It was really cool. So nice. That one took first place. I believe I just won on that one. I don't know if the contest was close, or I think it was winning by maybe like 8 points. And then a few days later, I entered the category 5. So it has to be, the 5 has to be represented somewhere. So I entered brain fart. I'm so overwhelmed with joy. it's a summertime photo of lupins in Sugar Hill. And there are 5 flowers in the image. And it's a really nice photo, if I do say so myself. Pat myself on the back.
And how many votes did you get at the end of that one?
That one scored 66 at the very end.
Nice.
Which is really, really cool. And not only did it have 66, but the second place image had 38 points.
Wow.
So I just like destroyed on that one.
Now, speaking of fives.
They weren't all wins, though, I got to say. I have to say, I actually crashed and burned on one of the categories. And let me see if I can find it here. It's so this one scored 0 points. If it could have gone into negatives, it would have. But
I tried.
The category was pattern. And I didn't have any patterns. I put in like birch.
Oh, yes.
Birch bark and some like close-ups of waterfalls in mid-fall. They scored okay, but then I got the clever idea of bringing up an image search of Tom Cruise in Top Gun flying in the jet, right?
Yep.
And so I took my iPhone, photographed that, and then the caption is, negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. No one found that funny. I thought that was a great joke on the pattern topic, but nope, not a one. Well, actually, a few people found it funny, but they were quickly
voted down.
Voted down. So this was viciously voted down, and I almost lost all faith in humanity.
Again.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, if I lose faith in humanity, some people say you're just overreacting. I call it Wednesday.
Shannon.
Yes.
You had
Shannon. What do you think about my photos? I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Don't listen to him, Mike. Don't listen. What you had an image of fives. Tell us about that.
My image of five was a Christmas present that I received last Christmas from my boss. That was five magnets that are on my fridge right now, and they are of cat's buttholes. I thought it was clever.
I did.
There
too.
Is exactly five cat buttholes that are magnets. It's perfect. No one found it funny. I thought it was hilarious.
I think I voted for it.
I definitely plus one that one.
I think I voted for it too.
And those are my only votes.
Oh, that's awesome. So, well, congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Job well done.
Well, let me also, as I bask in my glory, I understand the ramifications that this might have. So everybody listening, just be prepared to see if the skies open up and, like, four horsemen start coming down and...
The apocalypse.
The apocalypse is about to begin. So if that happens, my bad.
Yeah.
just, you know, heads up.
Dang you, Perry the Padpus. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Curse you, Tiny Shutter.
Man,
I say Tiny Shutter only because that's your name on Mission Pick.
Yes, it is.
No offense to Tiny Shutter listeners.
Speaking of Tiny Shutter listeners, we do have Tiny Shutter listeners in the Mission Pick environment. And I wanted to see if, I don't know, if whoever's listening right now and you're on Mission Pick, there should be something to identify us. We can't do hashtag Tiny Shutter because my username is Tiny Shutter, and that'd be kind of pretentious, even though I feel like being pretentious at this moment. So Diamond Club has their own symbol on Mission Pick. I was wondering if we should have our own. And anytime we see that symbol, we vote our brethren and sisterin up. I'm going to put this out there on our Facebook group. I'm going to put that idea out there. And let's think of something. I mean, granted, when we compare it to like that audience on Mission Pick is a composition of the Diamond Club people, the Frog Pants people, and
it's probably 10 or 10 times 10.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people. Than us. Yeah, we're among giants. And then there's Tom Merritt's people, which Tom Merritt is his own. Giant. Literally his own atmosphere. That guy is charismatic as hell.
But you got 62 votes.
66.
66. Don't miss the don't shorten those four votes, Jeff. Don't steal his thunder, man.
I got the thunder. I got the achievement for that.
Keep down.
But yeah, I'm gonna post something on Facebook to see if you know that's something people are interested in. And you know, maybe people could come up with some ideas like what our symbol is. I mean, we can't win against that kind of audience because they're huge, but we can put a dent in it. And if there's one thing about seeing a nice, gorgeous car, and you know, we may not be able to own it, but we can put a dent in it. everybody will see that dent.
It'll stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. That's my family crest.
Very good.
Sore thumb. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox now. We can go on with the show.
No, that's great. I'm glad to see that, because there were a few that you were getting close to but kept at the last minute, coming in second or something like that. But it was nice to hear that you did win a couple.
It was cool. It was emotional. My wife told me to get down off the bed, stop jumping up and down. I'm setting a bad example. This ain't professional wrestling, but you know.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into another subject. We wanted to mention that something about the Apple commercial that happened during the Oscars this last weekend. And Mark, you have an idea of what this commercial was all about.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Oscars, but I did see the Apple commercial. And I got to say, if anything, like the juxtaposition between Apple and Samsung is quite huge. I encourage everybody to go onto YouTube or go to apple.com to see the Apple commercial, and the Samsung commercial is somewhere on YouTube. Just the sheer power of like how Apple has it together. I mean, we have, we can criticize Apple for a lot of things, but overall, I mean, they just have their shit together. And here's the commercials that I'm just going to summarize. You guys can watch it on your own. But the Apple commercial has a voiceover of Martin Scorsese doing, I think it was a commencement speech at a college. And within the commercial itself, they have people using the iPads to basically make their own movies. Samsung did something similar, except they went kind of off the deep end, where they take a Samsung, smartphone, or I think the Galaxy Note, whatever the heck that is, phone or tablet, whatever. One-star reviews from Galaxy Note people. But basically, she starts the wife starts making a movie, and she starts bringing in like green screens. She gets like a big crew in, and it's like this over-the-top production thing that she's doing with her Samsung. Now, here's the big differences between the two devices. Samsung had to place a disclaimer on their commercial saying not all the footage was, edited on the device, whereas everything in the Apple commercial was filmed and edited and exported from the device.
Right.
And
now I've used the iMovie app and have done small videos. I even did a trailer that was easy, very intuitive, and made the process, very easy. The only issue I had was that the size of the app itself, iMovie is huge. It's over, I believe, a gig in size. But I mean, if you have time and you have an idea or a storyline to go by, you can make some amazing stuff with iMovie and an iPhone.
You could do completely start to finish on any Apple device. And you can't say the same thing about the Android devices, which brings me to another point, and it's kind of my pet peeve. The devices that they were using in the commercial, I bet none of them were the 16 gig iPads.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So boo to you, Apple, for still making that.
Yeah, I do have to say I love the one thing I do like about the iPhone, is its image stabilization for video. I don't know if Samsung or any of the other Android devices can claim to have that yet, because most of the time is like my friends who have the Samsung, either the 3 or the 4, their video shots have a lot of jello effect in them, and there's no image stabilization. So what you're seeing is just a jarring wave-like effect in the video, and it's very distracting. It takes away from what you're trying to show. But I remember even with my 4S, because I think the 4S was the first one with the image stabilization, when I was at home with my family, when I showed my brother a video that I took of our kids running around, he goes, "Oh, did you put that on a tripod?" And I'm like, "No, I actually handheld it." He goes, "Really?" And my brother loves his Android droids. Android Razor. He has, I believe, the Razor. But he was impressed with the video that I did take with it.
Yeah.
But right on. So check out those commercials and give us your feedback. You know, tell us we're full of it or whatever. But that was you'll have to check it out. All right. My mind is just gone blank. There was something else I was going to mention about video, but I guess it wasn't meant to be. So, all right.
I got to mention this real quick. Remember how we said we were going to do a Tiny Shutter compilation for the Frog Pants video, the 30-second video contest? We never made the deadline on that one. Nope. Weather being as it was, it just did not let Maud and I get together and video. It just stinks here.
That happens. And you know what? That's actually a good segue into one of the things that Mark and I talked off show about is the weather and how it does affect our photography, because the weather is something that dampens our goals or even letting us get out of the house. You've heard us over the last few episodes talk about the weather first thing in the show, but it's true. Weather is something that we can sometimes deal with and sometimes not.
Whether you're dealing with apocalypse or a mild inconvenience.
Yeah, or even being sick or anything like that. You know, it keeps you from getting out of the house. So what do you do in order to keep yourself, taking pictures and being creative when you can't make it outside? So I thought it was a good idea to talk about and, if there was any ideas that we could put forth. But also we want to hear from you guys too. What do you guys do when you can't get out of the house? Are there any specific projects that you come up with, or is there a cool idea to keep you creative? We want to hear about that. But Mark, did you want to mention anything, or do you want me to go ahead and mention what I came up with?
Why don't you go first?
All right. One of the things that I did when I first had an iPad was I was playing around with it. Actually, before I played with the iPad, I was trying to figure out how to get my negatives, the images, onto my iPhone. And the problem with negatives is that you can't really see them that well, especially if you take a picture of a negative, unless you have something that is bright behind it to give it that contrast.
Like an angle in a loop.
Yeah, exactly. When you're looking, when you have a light table and you put your negatives down, you get your loop, you start looking through the negatives to see which one do I want to put onto the projector to create an image, you would do that. Well, I was thinking, why can't we do that with our phones? And so I had an iPad, and I was thinking, if there was a way I can get that light to project, and I was like, I just need a white image. So I got a white image, had it displayed on the iPad, and turned up the brightness. It worked. I was able to take a picture.
Little mini light table.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was. And then I sold my iPad. but it was a way for me to take images that I had already taken, images that I don't have a dark room. I'd love one day to have a dark room and to do this all over again. But I have almost four kids and some other stuff, so I don't have time to do it.
Four kids?
Yeah. Well, three and a half. It's
the fourth one's still in the oven.
Yeah, it's still baking.
Proverbial. In this day and age, you got to be specific.
Yeah, especially with all the pot-friendly states now. But, you know, being able to take images that you've shot from before can help, you know, kind of reinvigorate your creativity. It's a good chance to go back and see if there's any gems. And also, you know, if you can take an image and try to find some way of manipulating it and creating it into something different is always good. So that was great. And then I picked up a little machine that did it without the iPad. I forget the name of it, but it worked with the iPhone 4 and 4S. You place your phone in it, and it had two different trays. One tray held negatives, and then the other tray held the positive images. So it'd be your prints. And you can, I think you can only do up to a 4x6. So you could do 5x4 or 4x6 images, and then you can do 35 or 120 negatives. And it did all right. It did great. I was able to slide it in. It was relatively inexpensive because I bought it when the 4S was starting to go out of style. So they, you know, they were trying to get rid of it. I got it at a decent price, but it worked. I think the iPad is a much better solution because you could adjust how close you got into the image. Whereas the other one was fixed. It didn't matter what it was. It was only set up for those parameters. Right. And you couldn't get into it without doing a digital zoom, which could be terrible because the 4 was terrible. The 4S was okay up to a point. But that was one way that I could, if I was stuck inside, I had some negatives or some prints, being able to take them and put them onto my iPhone using the apps that we love, whether they have filters or we can make adjustments to brightness, darkness, contrast, or whatever. But it was a good way of being able to almost recycle them.
I got to give that a try. I have a iPad Air that I can basically create a light table. So I'm going to see what I can do with my 120 film.
You know, that stupid me. I'm sitting here thinking, what could I do it with? I got this Stream 7 sitting right here.
Well, I mean,
it's perfect. Even though it is
carried away.
Windows. But no, yeah, I've got this little tablet. That'll work.
All right. So
you could do it on your iPhone. Your negatives aren't that big. They'll sit on top of an iPhone.
But what's he going to photograph it if he's using his iPhone to photograph it?
Okay, good point.
I just went all Inception on you.
That's why I keep some of my old iPhones. I don't get rid of them. I use them. But no, that's true. But yeah, it's hard to take a picture when you're using it for light.
Yeah. Well, then you can break out the film camera and take a picture of it. Come on, we can go real Inception here.
Real Inception now.
That's crazy Inception. Awesome.
Oh.
Well, so, I've got an option for in-home stuff. When I first got onto Instagram, not long after I got onto Instagram, we had just a bunch of cool weather, and I started doing some playing around with light inside. Now, I did also kind of wait till later in the afternoon where the sun was kind of slanting in through the windows, and we got some good long rays. So, but I was just playing with just little objects and shadows and light, stuff like that. And I did the one I remember doing off the top of my head was a picture of a black walnut shell that was shaped kind of like a heart sitting on a hardwood floor, and just the light playing off in the shadows and stuff. But just the ability to play with light, and you don't have to have sunlight coming in. You can play with, you know, lights in the house too, and just playing with light is something you can do.
Take a shop light, a $10 shop light, and a gray card, and use it to make your adjustments, and then, you know, turn off all the lights and just use that shop light, whether it's facing forward or facing at you, from above, from below, and, you know, use your kids. Your kids will be like, "Dad, are we done?" Like, no, just sit there. But I'm bored. That's okay. You'll get over it. you know, and do stuff like that. You'll have, you know, I think you can get some creative juices going and possibly even cause you to rethink some of your shots later on.
I've got to get into I've got to play with a gray card more. I have not done it anywhere near enough.
Yes.
That's a good suggestion right there. Just playing with the gray card, just learning how to use one properly.
If you're new to the show, I made some gray cards. I went to Walmart. I got some 5x7 and 8x10 canvas, like painter's canvas. They're thin cardboard, but they're some sort of a board, but it's a canvas. And then I bought a can of gray paint and just painted them, let them dry. And then I drew some black lines about an inch from the edge so that at the time, the 3GS, you could only make adjustments of the exposure and focus at the same time. You couldn't do them separately. So I use those lines as some sort of a contrast for the phone to be able to focus on. Yeah. So you can, you know, do that. You can make your own. Just try to make it as neutral as possible, because you can get into some different, but actually I should take that back. You can make a gray card, but then you have the adjustment feature that you can go up or down with to set your exposure.
Another one you can do indoors, another light type of one. This one does require having a few things on hand. One of those things being, or you can just wait for nighttime, but a darkish room, darker the better. In play, if you've got any type of little LED, colored LED lights, laser lights, anything of that nature, you can play with painting with light.
Ooh.
Set up your camera on a tripod and just play around with that. And it takes a little bit, or if you've not done it before, it takes a little bit to dial in and get your right, how long you want to do it for, how much to, you know, the exposures and all that. But just
and
play
how
around.
Are you going to do that on your iPhone?
Tiny Shutter. Right.
Well, what was that app?
Figure out a way. There's got to be an app for that. Isn't that their tagline?
Is. Is it the long exposure app? What was that? What was that one app that we had used
before?
You
actually don't even need all that long exposure for it. I don't know how long of exposure can you get with an iPhone. because you don't need that much.
It's pretty quick. Matt, do you know how long you can keep the exposure open, the shutter open?
On an iPhone?
Yeah, it's not long.
Maybe a second.
I would say I think a half second was like the longest.
Like you mean with the manual controls?
Yeah.
It probably depends on the app.
If you could get a half second out of it, you could do a little bit with it.
Yeah, you're not going to write somebody's name with
That's the thing. You're going to be limited as to how much you can paint with light. But then, come on, what's the app that lets you merge photos together? Come on, there's another app there. So you do a couple of them, you merge them together. Come on, there's got to be a way to do it.
Average Camera Pro is the one I think you're thinking of. Or maybe even Slow Shutter Cam.
Slow Shutter Cam. That's the one I was thinking of.
Well, Mod, that's your homework.
That's right.
All right, I brought it up. I'll go figure it out.
Matt, do you have any tips or ideas?
No. I've been in and out, so I'm not even really sure what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've been having pretty rough Skype connection, so that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, you know what I mean. Look, don't belittle the champion here.
The higher they go,
the harder they fall.
Look, I'm well aware that when my drop comes, it's going to be hard and fast, but I'm gonna enjoy the ride while I can. I'm gonna party until I splat.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have any ideas, or are we done with this subject?
Toys. Lots and lots of toys. If you have Lego, that's even better. I think that's just if you're looking for something to photograph, just kind of get creative. Make your own sets. Make your own little settings, your own little studio. And Lego is the one that comes to me because I think it's probably the most fun, and it's probably the most creative that you can.
And there's a whole big community out there doing that.
Exactly.
If you get into it and you start having fun, you can do a lot with it. There's a lot of things out there you could go join and get into it.
Our friend Cisco was doing some pretty fun stuff with his Legos.
Yeah, he had a whole Avengers thing going for a little while, and he stopped that. I'll have to ask him to do it again. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, there's just so much you could do. I mean, your imagination is the limit, especially when it comes to Lego. And macro photography is something that you can easily do with your iPhone. You could do that. You could do video. You could do stop motion animation, which Shannon and I both proved many episodes ago.
Yeah, Shannon's stop motion was pretty awesome.
Shannon's was the best, the Jedi.
Yeah, that was good.
You there, Shannon?
I think she muted herself.
I did. Sometimes. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, you're having just great.
Yeah, we have no internet connection here. Thanks, Snow. I'm sorry. Thanks, Obama.
Oh, that's awesome. Funny. Send your one-star reviews too.
Well, let's go ahead and end this one, and let's go into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Yay! All right, this time it is my turn. I drew the short straw. No, I'm just kidding. It's my turn to choose post pick of the week. And the image that I chose for today's episode is called A Hint of Spring. It's almond blossoms. It's springtime in California. And it's almost at here. So it's nice. It's almond trees are blossoming, and R.H. Yockey, Y-O-C-K-E-Y, is the username, and it's, I believe his first name is Robert, and it's an awesome image of what's yet to come over here. What do you guys think of the image?
I both love it and despise it at the same time.
I like almost everything he posts. Sorry.
That's right. I just tune Joe out now when he starts talking about warm weather. I don't even hear it anymore.
Yeah, Robert's images are awesome. I love his up-close images of the flowers. He's got images of reflections, the water either of a bridge or tree lines. They are awesome. He's doing a great job. So, all right.
Yeah, well, if you're following him now, follow him now.
Absolutely.
That's my PSA.
There you go.
If you want your image to be featured as post pick of the week, go onto Instagram and use the hashtag TinyShutter, and you will join thousands upon thousands of other images. But each week we go through and choose one to be featured as our album art for our episode. So good job, Robert. Speaking of hashtags, I was listening to the morning stream last week, and you know the little gaffe I made last week about saying pound sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Johnson did the same thing.
Yeah, if I remember, they made fun of him too.
Yes, see? I heard that, and I text Mark. I'm like, ah, see? I'm not the only one. So, nice. All right. Well, does anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
I think we should save it for next week's rant. I mean, episode.
Yes. And if you're on Facebook, it doesn't matter what color it is, the image still sucks.
I think we could all agree with that.
Yeah, terrible image. All right. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
When my computer's working, I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Shannon.
You can find me on Instagram at shannonguyphoto.
Awesome. Maud.
Hey, just for a change, try looking for me on Mission Pick. Maud Burr.
Whoa.
Nice.
Nice.
Also, live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leonard Nimoy passed away today.
What time? When did he? Like, it was today. It was like early today, or?
I saw just after lunch. East Coast time was the first time that I saw that he passed away, and that's it. It's sad, but you know, we will miss Leonard Nimoy.
One of the greats.
All right, Mark, where can they find you?
You could find me on Instagram. I am That Polish Photographer. Or if you want to find me on Mission Pick, I am Tiny Shutter. And on Instagram, I am Mostly Marcus.
Awesome.
Nice, and consistent set of name guide there.
And keep voting for Mark so that he can win again, because his ego needs it.
Yeah. Just stay tuned for next week when all this comes crashing down, and I'll probably be addicted to Coke.
Yeah, I thought it was Pepsi. Sorry.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
And you can find me at Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter, where you can join in the festivities on you know, images that you take. You can tell us how you got them, the processes, the apps that you used. If you have any questions, you can ask, and there's plenty of people in the group that could probably give you an answer. Whether it's the right answer or not is totally up to you. Also, you know, just a way to get to know everybody who listens to the show, us. It's nice to be able to chat with people, you know, who are listening to the show, because without our listeners, you know, we'd just be talking to ourselves. But and then also, like I said before, if you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and use the hashtag Tiny Shutter. All right. And lastly, we typically do a live show, but this week we ran a little late. But you can listen to us on Friday nights at 9:30. We do a live show on Channel 2 on Alpha Geek Radio, and we will have a chat room where you can chime in and have some fun listening to us live. Be sure to join us there. All right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
Right on. I will find the... Let's do this again. Yeah, my victory. I'm the king of the world. What could possibly go wrong?
An iceberg.
There we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Sorry, I had to do it one more time.